Ramsey Commissioners does utilise the Housing Deficiency Fund because we're very keen on housing maintenance and trying to provide the best top quality accommodation that we can. The fact there's additional funding in the deficiency is good news for us because it may allow for extra projects, extra investment that we can capitalise on to increase the stock or to improve the stock. But the housing waiting list is a growing thing. The housing crisis is very much a real issue for people of the Isle of Man, and we're keen to facilitate. If central government give us the viaries to do so, then we will be there to supply additional housing.
There'll be capital bids on social housing for Close Worry and Albert Road. How long have they been in the pipeline? And do you welcome this news, or do you think it's too little too late?
We very much welcome the news, but it's noise at the moment. Come On More is a project that's been ongoing for years, that they were going to close the unit. Obviously, we fought that best we can. That hasn't happened, thank God. But we're pushing on with trying to make a solution for Come On More. That is a central government issue. We have to have the funding, as is Albert Road. Again, that's been going on for years, and we've just demolished part of the site to clear it. But again, that's been utilised through RTC funds. That has not been led through investment through the DOI, which is the route it should have taken. We petition constantly for funds from DOI, and you end up often with a dialogue of blaming Treasury or blaming the DOI, and the bat between the two as to whatever suits best. But ultimately, yeah, we welcome the news. But as you say, is it too little too late? Well, ultimately, the list is getting longer and longer.
One of the other few projects for Ramsey that got money behind it was the shipyard. How do you see that investment going forward for the town and for the people of Ramsey?
I'm delighted to see investment in the shipyard. It's a crucial asset to Ramsey. It's part of our history. You go back to the Star of India, it is fundamental to who we are. So to have that investment is great for the owners and operators of the shipyard. It's superb news. They're doing a great job in attracting shipping traffic from the wind farms and further afield. That work is fundamental. They employ many people, they take on apprenticeships, they train young people. I think the benefits are massive to Ramsey, and I'm delighted to see that capital investment in the site.
The Treasury Minister said that there would be a bid for West Quay redevelopment and for flood defences to be put in. It doesn't look like there's any money behind it. How do you feel about that?
Very disappointed about that. We've been pushing this project for 3 or 4 years now. It's been in the pipeline long before that. There was an application that came before Ramsey, say 3 years ago, 4 years ago, that was not welcome in terms of its design phase. We spent a year with every interested party redesigning a new scheme that would suit the town and every key stakeholder. That is the project we want to see. That's a project, I believe, that's gone to Treasury for the business case. Now, whether that business case has landed or not, I don't know. But this would make it highly doubtful that it has, because it's allowing them to submit a case effectively to build the design phase. It is not the funding for the project. It is a step in the right direction. It is a catalyst development to Ramsey. Without it, without that flood defence, the rest of the town, or a lot of the town, is undevelopable.